We're on the third lesson of this series coming from the book of Colossians that I've entitled Living the Dream. Living the dream God has for us, it requires for us to get focused and stay focused. Focus is not always easy to get or to keep. Not always. That's what our text today, Colossians 3, verse 1 through 17, is all about. And I'm merely calling this particular lesson Spiritual Reset. I invite you to follow along. Open your Bibles, if you would, there, or at least listen carefully to the words that Paul shares with us in the third chapter of Colossians. He writes there, "Since then you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." We have something in our home that I would imagine that most of you have in your home or apartment, wherever you live. It's called a thermostat. We can select and set it at desired temperatures for certain times of the day and the year. It's really neat. You know, it's got a setting for heat. A setting for heat in the winter and cooling in the summer. Our cars have got something kind of neat in them. I suppose yours do too. They're radios. And they have program buttons. And we can select and set stations that we want to listen to. Most of us have alarm clocks of one type or another. And you can set them to wake you up an appropriate time, to even remind you of things. Matter of fact, I use my phone to select and set times I want to be awakened. I want to be reminded of appointments. I do that a lot. I select also, you know, on my computer, and you can do this. You can select and set favorites or bookmarks. So when you surf the internet, it's easier to find what you're looking for and to go back to places that you found beneficial. I also can set preferences on Facebook. You know, you can do that on Twitter as well. In our house, and I know this isn't true for everybody, but we've got a lot of stations on our TV. We've got a lot of channels, a lot of them. There used to be a song that, you know, 57 channels and nothing on. Well, we've got more than 57 channels in our house. And sometimes it seems like there's nothing on. At least nothing I want to watch. At least nothing that I want to set my heart and mind on. And so I guess what I do more frequently now than I used to do is I've got this thing called a DVR, And I set it and let it record programs that I want to see. We all do these kind of things one way or another, don't we? We do these kind of things. And in effect, we're setting our hearts and our minds on the things that we choose to give attention to. In the process, we're really filtering out those things that we don't want to be bothered by, or we feel like we don't have the time for, or we have no interest in. Isn't that true? We do that all the time. And that's really the principle here in our text. Do you know that? It's really about being able to set something and to select something or some things that will help us to keep our minds focused on what they should be and our hearts focused on what they should be. And in the process, also filter out those things that, you know what, are better filtered out. Are you with me? You understand what I'm saying? It takes some forethought, doesn't it? It takes some initial effort. It might take some continual effort. Yet at the end of the day, it is well worth it to set our hearts and minds on things above. And the best thing that we can do to help us to do this is by focusing on the Word of Christ. See, to let the Word of Christ dwell in us, and the text says richly. And that means abundantly, but that means, you know, in a way that is fulfilling and enriching as well. And do you know that you can do this? You can select and set your mind and heart to do this. You can do it. I'm going to just share with you some practical ideas that would help us. I suppose some of these things wouldn't have worked back then, but you know what? We are so blessed that we have so much available to us to help us, again, to set those hearts and minds and to let the Word of Christ dwell in us. We have all these advantages. But back then, they would have had, you know, maybe sundials or just, you know, watching the sun come up or sun go down for the time settings. And rather than alarm clocks, they would have had roosters, right? But you have alarm clocks in your house. We mentioned that. You do. And you know how to set them, don't you? You know how to. Some people, I wonder, but I think most of us do. We know how to do that. So here's an interesting thought. Why don't you set your alarm clock? Select a time on it, set it to wake up early on Sunday morning. To get out here for Bible class and for worship. Right? Would that help you to set your heart and mind on things above, on earthly things? I believe it would. So why not do that? Or why not set the notifications on your phone for Sunday night, the gatherings we have, and Wednesday nights, the studies we have on Wednesday afternoon? Why not do that? It can help to equip us to teach and admonish one another. That's what the text says. With all wisdom, it can do that. And why not set one of those notifications for some quiet time, some personal time with just you and the Lord to do that? For prayer, for meditation, for reading. I find it so interesting how many people that I will talk to, you know, and they'll say, well, you know what, I really meant to spend some time in God's Word today or this week. But you know what? There were just so many distractions. There were so many things, you know, I was so busy. There were things that got in the way of doing that. You know, and I want to ask them, how important is it to you that you do have that time, that you do, you set notifications for other things, set a reminder or notification for that? And along with that, you know, I talk to people sometimes, that, you know, they say, well, I really intended to read my Bible, but you know, I forgot it. I really forgot it. I left it at home. I forgot it. It's in my car, whatever. Well, how about downloading some Bible apps? Now, I don't know too many people anymore that go anywhere without their phones. I really don't. Now, I tend to still forget that sometimes. I did it just the other day. I was thinking, boy, I'm not getting any calls. And you know why? Nina called me to tell me, you know why you're not getting calls? You're coming to the house because you left yourself. Yeah, but most of the time, we've got them with us. We got them with us. So why not download a Bible app? Why not? On your phone or electronic device. Why not do that? I use two free ones. One requires internet connection, you know, to get the full use of it. One does not. I can just open it up and read it any place, anytime, anywhere. And I find all the time that I will be someplace not intending again to have any time on my hands. I've got an appointment. I've got something, you know, I'm expected to be in and out, and something will happen. This could be the hospital. Someone will just say, the nurse will say, could you step out for a minute? You step out for a minute. We have to do something here. And I step out. You know what? And I could check who's emailed me. I could. I'm really not that important a guy. Nobody emails me every 5 minutes. You know, usually not that important. But you know what I find? It's really a neat thing to be able to just start reading my Bible right there. That's a neat thing to be able to do. What a blessing that we can do that. Set your app to a verse of the day or daily Bible reading plan. Spend at least as much time reading God's plan as playing Rhino Ball, Cube, Candy Crush, or Quartz, huh? At least as much time. I'd say more. Verse 12 through 15 suggests we'll be more loving, kind, compassionate, forgiving, patient, and grateful if we get our focus on better things, on things above, right, rather than earthly things. That's what it says. There's a benefit to setting our hearts and minds. These other things he talks about follows. When we do that, I really think that if we avoided playing Angry Birds, we might avoid more angry words. I don't know. Just a thought. Don't get me wrong. I play Angry Birds when I really got nothing else to do, but that's rare. That's really rare. Now, I don't advocate everything that is said in the name of Jesus on television, but I still suggest that you DVR or set up your DVD-R or your VCR if you still have one of those. We have one, rarely use it, but we have one in working order. That's a big thing, too. But set those to record some spiritual stuff. It can help you to put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. We tend to become a lot like and to imitate a lot of the things that we set our hearts and minds on. But if we set our hearts and minds on Christ and set our hearts and minds on his teachings and the things he says and the things he did, we're going to find that where our hearts are set, we will follow. It happens that way. I know the Bible miniseries is finished, and I would say that there were some liberties taken in it that are not quite biblical, but hey, a whole lot better than a whole lot of other stuff that's been put on the television, right? A whole lot better. A lot of good ideas and thoughts in it. A lot of ways of focus. It's still available, online. It's still available on demand if you have that. It's still available where you can buy it if you want to do that. And Netflix is, if they haven't brought it out yet, it's coming, okay? You can also select and set recordings of Joyce Meyer, Ed Young, Andy Stanley, or Joel Osteen if that's your preference. Guess what? It works just about the same way. Now, I'll back up. It works exactly the same way as programming episodes of The Voice, Jersey Shore, The Walking Dead, Swamp People, Duck Dynasty, or American Idol. It works exactly the same way. It does. Try it. Try it. Now, am I knocking those programs? Let's just be honest. You know, they could be entertaining, maybe, and there might be some redeeming quality in some of them, but you know, are there better things to set our hearts and minds upon? Since we're to do everything, see, in the name of Jesus, isn't that what it said? Whatever you do, word or deed, in the name of Jesus, right? Now, I have no problem admitting, okay, well, I do, but here goes. I unfriend people who keep posting rude and negative comments on Facebook. So that's I do. That's not that I don't want to be your friend, but I don't have time for that. I don't need that. And you as Christians don't need to be doing that. I unfriend people who do that. I also block every invitation to play Diamond Dash, Ruby Blast, Farmville, or other games. Now, once again, am I saying those are bad things? No. But you know what? I don't have time for that. And I'm not blocking you, and I'm not unfriending you in those cases, but I'm blocking your requests for those things. Okay? I'm just letting you know. And I know you get points, so I'm sorry. I know you get some points if I play it. If I play it, you know, it's all about, you know, then you can play some more. But you want me to follow you on Facebook? Try inviting me to some spiritual discussions. Post some scripture that's meaningful to you. Put on some prayer requests or praise reports. Put those on. Share a link to somewhere that has blessed you. I'll probably visit your page more often. I'll respond to your requests a whole lot more often. And why not find something better to follow on Twitter? Like maybe Louis Giglio or Chris Tomlin with the Passion Tour or John Piper or maybe even Joel Harrison. He has a Twitter account. I have one too. I set it up. I don't remember why. It was something I wanted to do. I had to set one up. I did it. And I get the notifications, hey, on Twitter, you could follow. I generally don't, okay? But I'm not that savvy, maybe. But follow someone who's following Jesus. That's the point. Right? Follow someone who's spiritually focused and will help you to keep spiritually focused. Why not do that? Try bookmarking some better favorites on your computer, like Bible Gateway or Study Light or eBible. Bookmark those. Try subscribing to some different newsletters like Focus on the Family or Christianity Today. Now am I trying to sell these particular things? No, I'm giving you some examples. Things that bless me. Things that bless me. Things that help me to keep focused. Things that help me to you know, because I get distracted too. I have things that get me down sometimes and get my heart heavy and I do too. But these are things that bless me. These are things that help me. I just want to share them with you. Watch online messages from Mark Driscoll or Francis Chan. If you really get bored, listen to my sermons on your website and read my articles posted there. I mean, if you really get bored, if you want to get some sleep. But hear me. The sites you most often visit, your favorites, your bookmarks, may say a lot about where your heart is. And if you keep following those, it's going to say a lot about where your heart's going to be. And by the way, if you're tempted to look at stuff you shouldn't, they have filters for that too. You don't have to set and select the bad stuff. You can actually set and select so you can't go to the bad stuff. Is that a bad idea? And when you get in your car or you're at home, those radio stations, how about you know, setting and programming K-Love or WFEN or something else of that genre? Hear God's word taught. Listen to it communicated through song. And hey, try singing along once in a while. I mean, verse 16 of our text suggests sing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart. Now, though I don't hear it saying sing rap, or I don't see it singing country, don't misunderstand me. There's some spiritual songs in those as well. It's the message, not the type, the genre of the music that I'm talking about here. You want to set your radio stations on country or classic music or oldies or talk radio, that's fine. But hey, realize that where you set your heart, where you set your mind, that's where you are going to follow. And it's going to have a whole lot to do with how you handle your day, how you live out your day, how you live your life, whether you live the life, whether you live the dream. Bookmark worshiptogether.com or worshiphousemedia.com. Again, I'm just using those as suggestions, ones that bless me. You can listen to contemporary Christian music, watch Christian videos all day long if you wish, if you have the time there. You only pay for what you download. But the quality of what you can watch there, what you can listen to, the full versions, the full songs, you can do that one after another, after another, after another, if you wish, if you'd like. And there are tons of other places like that, too. And if you subscribe to the free newsletters, guess what? You even get some free downloads. That's good stuff. It'll bless you. I personally find it helps me to let the peace of Christ rule in my heart. And isn't that the goal? It blesses me. It can bless you. And that thermostat. I suppose you could set it ridiculously high in the summer to remind you that Jesus saved you from the lake of fire. I suppose you could set it ridiculously low in the winter to remind you what a cold, cruel world it would be without Jesus. You could do that. But you needn't do either of those extremes. Just think about it this way. Every time you set it or you reset it, let it serve to remind you to reset your heart. Set your mind on things above. And find the greatest comfort controller there is. The God of all comfort. And find the greatest peace that could ever be found. The serenity that's only found in the Prince of Peace. You know, this can be yours every day. And really, every hour of the day. If you think about the way that we set our hearts and minds throughout the day on so many other things. We do it. Now we do it without thinking. But we're doing it. So I'm challenging you to think. Think. And maybe do some resets. That's what Paul was challenging them to do too. Because if you want to live the dream, that's what it's going to take. Paul also offers this advice as he closes his letter to the Philippians. In Philippians 4:8, he says this to them, "Finally, whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's right, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's admirable, if anything's excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Easy said, right? Especially when we go through life sometimes and we're faced with all these things that are anything but true. Things that are anything but noble. Everything that seems to be wrong and messed up and skewered. Things that are impure. Things that are not lovely. Things that are being admired that shouldn't be. Things that are far from the excellence that God calls us to. Things that are hard to find any praiseworthiness in. Hard then to think about the other things. Well, what's he really saying? Is he not saying the same thing as he's really telling the Colossians to do? Get your mind off of those things. Set your heart, set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated. Mandy and the kids' minute shared the ideas from Hebrews chapter 12. Keep your focus on Jesus. Keep your focus on Jesus. With all the distractions in the world, we all need a spiritual reset at times, don't we? At the end of the day, we have the greatest tool, the greatest thing that you could imagine already. They had it then. We have it now. It's called the Holy Spirit. We have the Spirit of Christ within us. Pray that the Spirit of Christ might convict and might guide and might counsel and might reveal to you the Spirit of Christ in all things. And that he might be the one to convict us when we're being distracted, when we're going asleep, when our minds are being pulled in the wrong direction, when we're being influenced by everything but what we should be. Just say, ho, 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 time for a reset. Set your heart and minds on things above. Get focused. Stay focused. It's what's required to live the dream. We're going to sing, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. I ask you to stand for that. It is sweet to trust in Jesus. It is. Jesus is one that not only is sweet, trusting in him is sweet, and the life he gives us is sweet. What it requires sometimes for us, though, is to bring our bitterness to him, bring our heartbreak to him, bring all those things to him that are anything less than sweet, and trust him. Lay them at his feet. He's sweet. Trusting him is sweet, and he can turn the bitter to sweet.